Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But we don't have to wait anymore to hear from Casey Morcell, senior guard, NC State Wolfpack, part of the 11 seed in the NCAA tournament that are still looking to survive and advance in the Sweet 16. Casey, we appreciate you for joining us on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. We'll start with this. What does it feel like to be one of the stories of the tournament, kind of everybody's underdog that the nation is falling in love with?
Well, first off, thanks for having me. Mm-hmm. It's just this journey of just being part of something so special is something that we haven't truly embraced yet. I mean, just because every day we've just constantly been ready, getting ready for the next game as players. But once everything kind of winds down and slows down for us, and I think us players will finally be able to fully embrace what we just did.
The million-dollar question is what changed, right? You finish the regular season with four straight losses, and then you get into the winter go-home portion of your season, and you've appeared to be a different team. We've noticed that it seems like you're more confident in your identity as a squad. What changed, or can you even put your finger on it?
I guess the major change I think was different now is that, I guess, in games, we just strictly don't hurt ourselves. If we lose a game, it's just because the team straight up outplayed us. But, each game that we go into, we're not going to lose a game strictly because of the vast majority of mistakes that that we've kind of caused on our end.
Casey Morcell, senior guard, NC State Wolfpack, joining us ahead of their matchup with Marquette in the Sweet 16 later this week. Casey, there's a few storylines that have followed your team over the last 2 weeks, and it is literally, exactly 2 weeks ago on Tuesday. Today is a Tuesday that this run started in the ACC tournament. 7 games in 12 days. Is the "they must be so tired" thing overrated? Like, have you guys actually felt as fatigued as everybody keeps making it out to be?
Well, I can see why mm-hmm. why everybody thinks we're tired, but no, we feel great. We feel great. We have so many great resources here at State and here on staff that have been a part of this journey. We get massages, and we have a great nutritionist who travel with us, and just having all the resources that put us in the best position to kind of keep going along this stretch. I mean, I think Coach said it best when we were in the ACC tournament. We kind of got better as the season and as the tournament went on. So as time goes on, we kind of we feel better, and we just kind of have to keep that going, keep using our resources because they put us in the best position to be successful.
I want to go back to a conversation that we had at the ACC tip-off event. This is months ago now. You probably feels like you've lived 10 lives since then. But one of the things you mentioned is, as a guy that's been in Raleigh for a while, you're obviously started your career at UVA, but you've been part of the Wolfpack now for a few years. You kind of took it as part of your responsibility to make sure everybody was included, right? You had all these new faces, incoming transfers from last year, and you're trying to make it all kind of mesh. Did that chemistry take longer than you would have thought? Because, as we mentioned, it feels like you clicked, but it was at the last possible second in the ACC tournament.
I think any time you get a bunch of new faces, it does take a time for things to click. I think for us, I think we've always kind of had chemistry, and we've always been close. It was just more X's and O's in terms of why we weren't pulling games out. And, like I said, when it came to the X's and O's, and, yes, I think people people are going to make mistakes during games, but, just putting ourselves in the best position as a team to even stay connected. I think even when a team goes on a run or we're in a hole, like just staying connected for a full 40 minutes and not letting runs kind of separate us or divide us. I mean, that puts us in the best position to be successful.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete DeRuta, America's wealth coach and best-selling author. Coach, one of the big questions I always hear is, do I have enough money to retire?
Well, maybe, maybe not. The most important thing is you have lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll design that plan for the next 10 people who call. No cost or obligation. Put yourself in control of retirement.
Call 800-691-3215. You can also text Tim to 600-700. That's T-I-M to 600-700. You'll hear from Coach Pete and the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Casey Morsell, senior guard, NC State, getting ready for the Sweet 16 later this week, joining us on the Heister Automotive Group hotline. I want to talk about your defense, Casey. It takes a lot for just a straight up like perimeter excellent defensive effort to go viral, and it's happened a few times for you. What makes you like on a possession decide, I'm going to jump in this guy's hip pocket. I'm not going to let them screen me off of him. I'm going to get over every screen, and I'm going to do that on the perimeter in a dramatic way.
Well, I mean, I think I try to do it every possession, but I think some possessions in particular, I think you can see it kind of more, or it's more visible strictly because I think, you know, some teams are running plays, and I think, you know, that's me blowing up a play whenever I try to get in a guy's hip further away from the basket. So just trying to do everything I can to kind of take teams out of their sets. I think if you, you know, stop teams from scoring, it's easier to win games. And, you know, yes, we want to score, but we don't want to, you know, have to be the team that tries to go and outscore everyone. We just want to win games by, you know, stopping them from scoring. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, like it's as a team, we've been able to defend way better in the postseason. And I think another big thing for us is that we're finishing possessions. So we're trying to hold teams to one shot and done. You know, Burns and Muhammad, like they're doing a great job of finishing possessions on the offense, I mean, on a defensive end.
Is there anything you do as a teammate to make sure the big guys ego stays in check? I mean, every time I turn on the TV, he's on another TV show. There's another, you know, giant college basketball Twitter account posting about him. The DJ Burns is becoming a national celebrity.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was one of those things you kind of expected. I mean, the more you won, we kind of expected that to happen. But he handles it great. He's very mature. He still comes in and gets his work in. He still is the same person, has the same personality. So, you know, yes, I guess there's more of a hype and energy around our team, but no one's changed anything that they've done, you know, in as opposed to, I guess, the way it's always been, besides Muhammad for his fasting throughout Ramadan. So that's pretty much it. Everyone just kind of has the same routine.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medication secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
Career-driven individuals, ready to unlock your potential? Discover William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Our classes are tailored for the working professional. Attend class on your terms with our online sessions and choose from various start dates throughout the year. Dive into a curriculum designed for success. Every class is a stepping stone that takes you closer to your career goals. Take one or more classes. It's in your hands. Elevate your career with William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Dive deeper at williampeace.info/SPS. Your journey begins here.
Does the ice cream sundae that we keep hearing about, does it get bigger with each round of the tourney? Are we looking at like six scoops if you win in the Sweet 16?
Does it get bigger now? I mean, yeah, we order a lot of ice cream. You know, I guess at this point, I mean, ice cream is for everybody. You come and you know, you come to our game and you come, you know, hang out with us at the hotel or wait for us after when we get back to the hotel. I mean, you know, you'll probably get a scoop of ice cream. So ice cream is for all of Wolfpack Nation, not just the players.
Do you have an order? Do you have a go-to?
I'm simple. I mean, I just like the vanilla.
Are we talking toppings? Like give us the full scouting report.
Yeah, I mean, I usually just get vanilla with sprinkles. I'm very simple. I think the orders we always have are vanilla, strawberry, and chocolate chip. Those are the three most common. But that's pretty much what I get on my end.
I want to make sure we get you back to your prep and get you ready. But one more here.
Okay.
You're not the only Sweet 16 team on campus. Give us the scouting report on the ladies. Have you guys shared tips about dealing with the pressure or anything like that?
I mean, it's awesome to kind of see them in this position. We never had a conversation about the pressure or nothing like that, but they support us extremely hard, and we support them hard. And we're all close with each other, and, you know, they always, you know, are quick to kind of give feedback on what they see in games and vice versa. So we just want, you know, both teams to be successful, and that's pretty much what I guess has been happening throughout this process.
I lied. One more. Has the phone been going crazy with people reaching out? Obviously, you're drawing a lot of attention. What's the notifications like after a game?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, your phone definitely goes crazy, I guess, even on social media. But I guess it's always great to kind of have the favorites because, you know, the favorites definitely make it easier to kind of contact those who've always been supporting you throughout the year. So it's been great. I'm thankful for it, but we're not done yet.
Any impressive names, anyone really famous that got you excited about reaching out?
Any famous?
And if not, be ready for it, because a Sweet 16 victory comes with, or a great performance in the Sweet 16 comes with a lot of eyeballs on you. So, you know, maybe look outside those favorites if it happens. All right.
Okay, sounds good. I'll definitely let you know if anybody
goes
my way.
Casey, we appreciate you for taking the time to join us, and good luck this weekend against Marquette.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
Of course. That is Casey Morcell, senior guard, NC State Wolfpack. And I'll say this about Casey. We've now spoken with him throughout the season, right? I mentioned we talked to him on ACC tip-off in person. We talked to him. I talked to him on the Pack Therapy podcast. Mm-hmm. We've had him on this show. Now we're having him in the middle of the NCAA tournament.
We talked to him a few times at the ACC tournament post-game.
Talked to him, exactly. I am impressed with how the exact same he is, right? We talk about,
that's a great point.
We talk about, like, oh, did you keep this guy's ego in check? You can't rattle him. And in games, you know, obviously every player might get sped up or slowed down at different points in time. But he, you know, he's at a point in his career, and he's been in college a while, right? He did the 2 years at UVA. I believe this is his third at NC State. He has the experience, but I am wildly impressed with how exactly the same he's been, whether we're talking to him before a season that has high expectations, in the middle of a season where it's been a little rocky, or now at the nearing the or in the postseason when you're the cat's meow nationally. You could play those interviews back to back to back, and you wouldn't, other than the content of the conversation, you wouldn't be able to tell a difference, which I think is pretty cool.
At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.